Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Russian hackers are believed responsible for breaches of U.S. government computer networks, including those at the Treasury and Commerce Departments. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, U.S. cybersecurity officials say they're now trying to determine the full extent of the damage.
Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service is seen as the likely culprit for the hack that's apparently been ongoing for months, but was only recently uncovered by U.S. authorities, according to media reports. Cybersecurity officials at the Department of Homeland Security said, quote, "We have been working closely with our agency partners regarding recently discovered activity on government networks." The email systems at the Treasury and Commerce Departments were breached, according to the reports. The investigation is now checking on other government agencies to see if they were also victimized. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
The first vaccines against COVID-19 in the U.S. could be administered as early as Monday. Cargo planes and trucks are now delivering shipments to distribution centers across the country. The head of the vaccination effort says more than 100 million people could be immunized by the end of March. The head of the Food and Drug Administration is defending the agency's process for reviewing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. NPR's Joel Rose reports the FDA commissioner has faced mounting pressure from the White House to speed up the process.
Dr. Stephen Hahn, the FDA commissioner, denied President Trump's claim that the vaccine could have been available a week sooner. Hahn said in multiple interviews that the FDA's decision to authorize the vaccine for emergency use was based on science, not politics. Here he is speaking to CNN.
Nothing guided our decision. No external comments, no external pressure other than the science and data guided our decision making.
Hahn was asked several times whether Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff, had threatened his job. Hahn said that was an inaccurate description of their conversation, but declined to go into details. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
With a surge in COVID-19 cases, hospitals in California's San Joaquin Valley are now facing a shortage of intensive care beds. From member station KQED, Alex Hall reports.
State health data show California's 12-county San Joaquin Valley region is now at 0% ICU bed availability, the lowest of any region in the state. Local health officials in Fresno County said Friday they plan to reactivate an alternative care site in the area to help relieve overwhelmed and understaffed local hospitals struggling to meet the demand. The lack of ICU beds has triggered a state-mandated stay-at-home order in the region that is expected to last through at least the next 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hall.
This is NPR News. Germany is tightening its restrictions to deal with a surge in coronavirus cases. Chancellor Angela Merkel says she and the governors of Germany's 16 states agreed Sunday to expand its measures because the existing restrictions imposed last month failed to stop an exponential rise in infections. Starting Wednesday, schools nationwide will be closed, as well as non-essential stores, until January 10th at the earliest. The first COVID-19 vaccine shipments have arrived in Canada. The first province to administer the vaccine is expected to be Quebec. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The shipment arrived at the Montreal International Airport late Sunday night with some of the first of 30,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted that this is good news, but the fight is not over, and now more than ever, Canadians must keep up their vigilance. The vaccines are now headed to 14 distribution sites across Canada. Health authorities in Quebec say they're preparing to begin inoculating residents of two long-term care homes as early as possible, one in Montreal, the other in Quebec City. Other provinces will begin vaccinating long-term care residents and frontline healthcare workers later this week. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A Chinese space capsule is on its way back to Earth, carrying the first moon rocks in more than 40 years. The lunar probe had touched down on the moon December 1st and picked up rocks and other debris from a site believed to have experienced volcanic activity. The samples may offer scientists insights into the moon's history, as well as other bodies in the solar system. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.